Families USA released an analysis Tuesday estimating that roughly 1.5 million of the about 2.4 million New Yorkers who may purchase private insurance on the healthcare exchange will be eligible for premium subsidies. The nonpartisan group found that an additional 900,000 New Yorkers would become eligible for Medicaid. Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack held a teleconference call on the subject.
As we count down the days to October 1, it will be important that all New Yorkers and New Jerseyans learn about these breakthrough opportunities. For those that enroll for this help soon, they will quickly receive the peace of mind and security that comes with knowing that their families can get the health care they need when they need it.
Democratic New York Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, along with Democratic New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone, joined the call. She praised the Affordable Care Act overall.
We did not go into this because we wanted to aggravate the United States. It had to do with the cost of GDP, of health care. None of us intended to have rocks thrown through our district offices, as I did, or our family's friends.
Pollack says the new financial help through the Affordable Care Act becomes available for middle and moderate income individuals who do not have employer-sponsored health coverage. New Yorkers with the lowest incomes, those with incomes below 138% of the federal poverty level, will be eligible for health coverage through the newly expanded Medicaid program. Congresswoman Slaughter, who is the ranking minority member on the House Rules Committee, commented on how House Republicans have voted 41 times to repeal at least some aspect of Obamacare.
We are going to get it right this time because it is the law, and nobody's going to turn it back. It's simply not going to happen. It is somewhat embarrassing to see these attempts at it.
The 41st time focused on a rule the Federal Department of Health and Human Services issued over the summer that gives state-run health insurance exchanges some leeway in deciding who qualifies for federal subsidies. The House vote, namely from Republicans, sought to block this. They say a better verification process needs to be in place. Another study on the new health care exchanges from a separate nonprofit nonpartisan group was released Monday with different information. Dr. David Hoberg, who co-wrote the study for the National Center for Public Policy Research, says the subsidy structure generally applies to older, sicker people, and those healthier, younger people ages 18 to 34 are less likely to qualify even if they appear eligible.
You're going to have a lot more people who are going to be, especially young people, who are going to be paying the full price for the premiums on the exchanges, and I think that's going to make it less likely for them to go on the, participate in the exchanges. And in any insurance pool, if you don't have enough young, healthy people participating, rates go up, the pool becomes far more expensive to cover, and that just incentivizes less young and healthy people to join. What ends up happening, this phenomenon is called a death spiral.
His study, however, did not include New York.
If my study was kind of the general rule, New York would probably be the exception. The reason being that the premiums are much, much higher there for young people, and hence that increases the likelihood that they're going to get subsidies.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.